Anyone who goes to Australia visits at least one of the great coastal cities like Sydney or Melbourne. But this is a country with a split personality, and no tourist should leave without seeing the other face of Australia, the outback. And in the desert, there's no town quite like Alice. Alice Springs owes much of its existence to the railway that links it with Adelaide, 1,000 miles south. It was built in 1929. They still have some steam engines running at the local transport museum. If you're cheeky, you might manage to hitch a lift. But I've come for a more sedate form of transport.
Okay, now we'd like you to hang on and lean right of a lifetime.
Well, it was supposed to be a more sedate form of transport. Sometimes camels have other ideas. There are more single-humped camels in Australia than anywhere else in the world. They were brought from India to help build the railway and afterwards released into the wild. The Aussie bush obviously suits them. This is the Frontier Camel Farm just outside Alice Springs. I'm going to ride Nelson. He came from the wild. Michelle Smales reassuring me he's not about to run back there, with me hanging on his hump.
What we do is put this little peg in their nostril. Once that heals up, you can start training them, leading them, teaching them some manners.
Are they bad tempered? He's standing behind me all the time. Looking. Are they bad tempered?
You're a bit worried
violent?
What he's going to do, are you?
Yeah, to the door. Are they violent?
No, they're not violent. They're actually quite big and smoochy like a big dog. I might just sit him down again, all right?
Big and smoochy isn't how I'd describe Nelson. But after a 5-mile ride through barren bush, I actually became quite fond of him. So I feel a bit guilty revealing my next destination.
In the middle of the floor, in a cane bottom chair, sits the boss of the board with his eyes everywhere. Note in each crease as it comes to the screen. Hey, boiling in heaven, can't you take him off clean? Slip, go the shears, boy, clip.
At the Overlander Steakhouse in Alice Springs, they love a good camel steak. The chef here is Sean Coulson.
It's a great steak to cook. Some of the cuts are a bit, you use it in braises and stews, the better for it. But this, the Scotch fillet, it's very nice.
I found it a bit chewy, and you know what? I'm glad. It doesn't seem right. There's something else that's not right in Alice too. It's the Aborigines. You see them on the streets, dirty and often rolling drunk. It's easy to misjudge these people. Modern civilization hasn't been kind to them. On the outskirts of town, under a corrugated metal shack with chickens running amok around us, I'm privileged to meet Myra Hay Ampachina. There's no power, running water or toilet here. This is government land, and Myra's considered a squatter. But the old Aborigine won't move. She says this land was stolen from her people. She has to live here.
It's our traditional homeland, and we're entitled to stay here all the time. It is very important because our old people used to live around this area. We have to follow our grandparents' footsteps.
Under another shack, an old man sings me a traditional song. It's the story of the Urkalanja, the giant hawk bird who made this land. Aborigines believe the earth was created in the dream time by their ancestors, who took the form of all sorts of creatures. The landscape was crafted by their movements, their drinking, fighting, and even their lovemaking. This man is the caretaker of the local stories. Many of the local Dreamtime stories are illustrated in Aboriginal dot paintings you can buy here. There's one story I'd love to hear in full. It's how Uluru was built. But the blackfellas won't tell us whitefellas everything. We haven't been through the proper initiations. We just come to stare at it. Some try and climb it, but the Aborigines don't like that. This is sacred ground. walking round it's enough. Uluru is the Aboriginal name for Ayers Rock. There's a wonderful hotel resort close by. It has a campsite and accommodation of every grade. More importantly, it's eco-friendly. From here you can book tours of Ayers Rock, visit other amazing rock formations nearby, have a meal under the stars, and watch an Aboriginal dance show, including some amazing performances on the traditional Aboriginal instrument, the didgeridoo. Most people spend a couple of days in Alice and a day at Ayers Rock. I had 10 days there, and I learnt more about Aboriginal culture in those 10 days than in a year elsewhere in Oz. You will see the drunks, but look closely and you'll also see Aborigines proud of their culture, made confident by their dance, their paintings and their music. From the red, dusty heart of Australia, this is Martin Stott for the Savvy Traveller.